The boys take on the Skins on Monday Night Football, tonight at 8. Don't miss the Dallas Cowboys postgame show immediately following the game on TXEN Cable Channel 38 and brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet, Speedy Oil Change, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:12. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line, live from the Cape Buffalo Grill in far north Dallas today, which is located Trinity Mills and Addison Road, a stone's throw west of the tollway. The big Cowboy game-watching party to end all Cowboy game-watching parties is going to be going on here tonight. They'll have it on the big screen. They'll have the Ranger game up as well, so it'll be a huge sports night here at the Cape Buffalo Grill.
Sports.
They will also have third quarter madness. If the Cowboys score a touchdown on an interception any time in the third quarter, they will pay your tab from the first half.
Mm.
Now, is that madness or what?
That's crazy.
They'll also be giving away two memberships to 24-Hour Fitness this evening. So this is definitely where you need to be to watch the game tonight. There's no doubt about that. Time now to stop down for a little bit of... And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. Tonight, the Rangers against the Angels. Also, tomorrow night, Wednesday night, Thursday afternoon as well, Texas Tickets has got tickets for all of those games. The seats are great. Cowboys games and concerts as well. Any and all Cowboys games and any and all concerts, whatever you want to see. And don't look now, but the little Mavericks are going to be cranking up here before you know it. They got their tickets available now, too. So get those big game tickets to see the little Mavericks while they are very, very hot. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room, and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality. He's a changed man after his big night Saturday night and has some new snakeware that's been brought in here.
True. All true.
Here is Cobra.
Thank you, Michael. Snake. Jay Leno will be stepping down from his duties as host of The Tonight Show, where he has been since 1992.
Maybe they'll get somebody funny in there now.
Well, would you care to guess when he'll be stepping down?
2007.
Close. 2009, he will quit. He will officially be done with his job. He says, in 2009, I'll be 59 years old and will have had this dream job for 17 years. When I signed my new contract, I felt that the timing was right to plan for my successor, and there is no one more qualified than...
Conan
O'Brien. Conan will take over the Tonight Show in 2009. And so he'll have to put up with doing the late night show for another 4 years, or 5 years.
Is that going to emasculate him, though, having to move to that earlier slot?
What do you mean?
Well, is he going to have to tone it down and be less random? You know, because he's got his own style.
Boy, he's really random.
And I think he's great. Is he going to have to get up there and read stupid news clips or funny typos?
No, just like Leno.
Leno sucks,
just
man.
Just like Leno
his
had his own.
Terrible.
Well, he's not that bad.
Yeah, it is. It's awful. It's unwatchable.
I don't think he's funny. And if there's not, like, some big, huge guest or musical guest on there, then I'm not going to watch
it. It's not edgy at all.
It's not edgy.
Humor for the 60-year-old frau.
Well, you know, not all humor has to be edgy and balls to the wall like you like it.
And abrasive and over the top.
Right.
Yeah, it does.
Like this.
Some people like just generic, you know...
Dad jokes.
Don Rickles-y humor.
Although some people like Meshuggah.
Yeah, Don Rickles is kind of edgy for Jay Leno.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Conan will do his own thing. You know, Leno didn't... Johnny Carson? Did you think Johnny Carson was some super talent?
For his time, yeah.
For his time,
absolutely.
Yes. But I didn't think he was some, like, you know, renegade comic.
He was pretty racy at times.
He was no Lenny Bruce or anything like that.
There has never been anyone in show business more overrated than that guy.
Than Carson?
Yes.
I never watched it. I was too young. I didn't get it. First, I couldn't stay up that late for umpteen years, and then, you know, once I could, I just...
You're building spank forts.
Right, the spank fort. Listen, the construction and deconstruction of the spank fort took a lot of men and a lot of energy.
Snake.
And a lot of cleaning.
I didn't have time. Yeah, I had maid service. I didn't have time to deal with any Johnny Carson when I was 15 through 18.
You were too busy trying to watch scrambled porn on Cinemax.
But I think Conan won't change a bit. He'll do the same old stuff. You know what? Because now his audience, you know, 5 years from now, we'll still be his audience.
Are you still going to have the flatulent wiener and the masturbating bear and all that?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
I don't know. I bet they're going to ask him to tone it down a little bit for that earlier slot.
Maybe a little bit. But those people who watch, you know, Carson and Leno, that's, you know, their time is gone. It's our time, Danny, to be middle-aged now.
So true.
Because by the time he takes over, we will both... Well, I'll almost be 40, and you will be 40.
Well, he'll be 40 next year.
True.
No, you will be 40 in 09, brother.
Barely, like at the very end. The very end. So, very exciting news out of NBC. More exciting news, and I was right, thank God. The reason that Cat Stevens was pulled over... coming over from London to Washington, D.C., and his plane had to stop in Maine, and they pulled him off. Did they pull over the plane?
Driving at DeSoto?
They grounded it, whatever. The reason is a name mix-up, because Cat Stevens' new name, his Muslim name, is Yusuf Islam. He spells it Y-U-S-U-F Islam. The guy that was on the no-fly list was... Yusuf Islam, but was spelled Y-O-U-S-S-O-U-F. So it was a mix-up in names.
Whoops.
Yeah, whoops. How embarrassing that we pull over one of this world's greatest folk singers.
A very charitable man.
Oh, my God. All his money goes straight to charity. He gave up music to worship God.
It's embarrassing, but they still had to do it.
Did they?
Yes,
it was a name mix-up.
Well, still, they can't take any chances.
I can't wait till Mike Reiner, you're yanked out of the sky and pulled away because there's some renegade radical nut job.
Mike Reiner.
I know that's a very common Muslim name, too, Mike Reiner.
And don't forget, Cat Stevens came out of retirement to write Oops Stoops.
Wow, Jeff, it wasn't that funny.
Cat.
Yes, don't forget Pajama Graham.
Well, okay, we won't.
That's kind of random.
We won't, Greg. CBS is literally on top of the television world right now.
Hey, we got to have a hammer present somehow on this thing.
Yeah, we do. CBS is kicking the ass of every network. And boy, talk about...
Kick it.
Well, Mike, just because you don't watch it doesn't mean people aren't watching. And you know what it is? It's CSI. It's Without a Trace. It's Survivor. It's all those shows that have to do with dead people and how you cold case. All those shows get massive ratings.
Cold case gets massive ratings?
Massive.
It does.
Massive.
I don't get it.
Does it really?
Yes. CSI led the week. It had 24 million viewers. It killed NBC, and NBC had Joey going up against it. It beat it by 10 million viewers.
Unbelievable.
Will and Grace, it killed it by 10 million viewers as well, CSI did. Then comes Without a Trace, and it killed ER. And by the way, it is the first time ER has been beaten by any drama in the history of that show. Without a Trace is in its third season. It averaged 22 million viewers.
Wasn't it just a few years ago when everything on CBS sucked, though?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody said it was like the old people's network.
It's the first time that NBC or CBS has beaten NBC in that time slot, that 8 to 10 time slot,
mm-hmm.
since Knott's Landing was on.
What about Falcon Crest?
Well, I'm sure it's the same thing.
Really?
Did
they
just
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Do we have that whole thing? Because he does it twice. I know we have the long version of that somewhere.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He does and it. And I don't know if you remember much about Dawson's Creek, Mike, but we can tell you quite a bit from our computers alone.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you really?
Did they just Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
That's it?
And I don't know if you remember much about Dawson's Creek, Mike,
why
but
would you stop it?
Can tell you quite a bit from our computers alone.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you really?
Did they just Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Let it roll.
Buffy the Vampire. I can't say it again. I can't even slow down.
Listen to the snake.
Did they have Buffy?
I don't know. Did they?
I'm asking the WB expert over here.
The Vam... Hold the on. Can we try and reconstruct that? Buffy the Vam Slayer Payer?
Listen to the muted
I think
pterodactyl.
It was the Vampire Slayer.
Was that it? The Vampire Slayer?
I think I said it two different ways.
Oh, that's genius right there.
Oh, that is such genius.
What? Why did you have your hand over your mouth?
I'm done. I don't know.
All right,
take
that's enough.
The Vampire Slayer.
Right.
I didn't even know what the hell you were talking about.
All right, lower.
All right,
lower, lower.
Down.
It's confusing, buddy.
Man, that is one of the funniest ever.
It is. CSI beat The Apprentice by 10 million as well. Thank God. Stupid Apprentice. Stupid Donald Trump.
With all his money, can't he get a good rug?
You know what I heard? Well, not about his hair. And that's not even a rug.
I know.
It's just a bad haircut.
It's the
bad
swoop.
Comb over.
The
God,
swooping comb over.
Bad style.
That piece that he drags around with him, though. Whew. Good Lord.
Nice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's very nice. I heard that he and Mark Cuban got in a little verbal tiff.
Huh.
Sword and Cuban, fight? Basically, they asked him point blank, who has more money, you or Donald Trump? And Cuban, like, just said, me. Just as far as cash goes, I got way more money than that guy does. And then Trump fired back with something. And then Cuban wanted to come out and say, like, look, let's talk about all the failed business ventures this guy's had. Which I guess everything Trump has touched in the last 10 years has turned to crap. Like, every business he's put out there has failed. And that he's doing this show for the money. Like, he needs the money to do this show. Yet he carries on this air of, like, you know, I'm Mr. Powerful, I'm Mr. Moneybags, I, you know, got the world by the balls, basically.
Now, they had a thing on Primetime or one of those shows the other night about the failed ventures of Donald Trump. And they are many and varied.
Yeah.
Yes. He's had his hits and misses.
I wish Cuban
corporate
and
schmuck.
I wish Cuban and he would get into a like a no holds barred cage match.
Fight night.
Think we could get those two out? I guarantee you Cuban would do it. There is a 100% chance that Mark Cuban would fight Donald Trump on our fight night. A 100% chance. I think he hates the guy that much. And you know, I'd love to see that, and I wish Cuban would absolutely destroy that
bastard.
Yes.
Why do you hate him so?
He's a pompous.
Man, no one is more pompous than that guy. No one on the planet. And for no reason. Just because he's got cash. Oh, he's just, I can't stand watching the guy. Makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
As we said, Phil Spector was indicted today. He was charged with murder. And there will be a court date. They didn't set a date. It's going to be in Los Angeles rather than Pasadena. Spector wanted it in Pasadena, closer to his home in Alhambra.
Yeah, Alhambra.
But the L.A. courtrooms are bigger, and they say that the media crunch is going to be so big that they wanted a big courtroom. So it will be in Los Angeles. Boy's in trouble. The boy is in trouble.
Think?
Yes.
Grego doesn't.
I know. This may be the one thing, the one millionaire that goes down, although it is in California. And the number one movie in the world is The Forgotten. That is the...
Can that possibly be any good?
What's her name with the long red hair?
Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore, yeah. By the way, anybody see her naked? You know she got naked in, like, Jane Magazine or W Magazine or Oprah?
And she got naked in Boogie Nights.
She did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah. She showed a lot.
Was it kind of grody?
Yeah, she was kinda all weird. 70s pornoed out with real pale skin and real skinny and big old...
Flapjacks?
Mm-hmm.
Big old what?
You know, that thing.
Oh.
That thing.
That Tom Grieve loves to talk about?
Yeah.
Giant beaver.
Did we ever pull him saying the other one, too?
What do you
nice
think?
Nice beaver.
Cotton is number one. Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow disappointed many by making only $6.7
million.
It fell 57%. That's the computer-animated Sky Captain. And
now you know who else is in that, the Forgotten, right?
Gary Sinise or somebody?
Dominic West, the star of The Wire.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
The storyline's kind of cool. Looks interesting.
What character is he?
He's like the lead male in that.
He's the white guy.
Oh, McNulty?
Yeah, McNulty.
Hmm.
Oh, you mean what character is he in The Wire? Yeah, that's McNulty.
Yeah, McNulty.
Yeah.
How'd Napoleon Dynamite do?
Not in the top 10, but Mr. 3000 is in the top 10. It made $5 million.
He
what?
Is that about Michelle's dad?
Mr. 3000? That's the Bernie Mac vehicle. There's some bad movies
what
out right now.
Michelle 3000?
Oh.
Yeah, Mr.
Never 3000.
Mind. Yeah, too inside.
That was too inside for me.
It was, man.
And you love Michelle 3000.
Yes, I do.
And Kevin Costner got married.
Mm.
He 49, she 30. Christine Baumgartner.
She is good looking.
God, man, is she ever.
Mm.
You think that she would marry him if he wasn't Kevin Costner?
She beautiful? Is she fine?
You're right.
Like if he worked at Photomat?
Right. If he...
And drove a dart?
Yes.
If he worked at Piggly Wiggly?
He was a grocery sacker.
The guest list included Oprah Winfrey, Tim Allen, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Michael Douglas, Jack Nicholson, and Dan Marino.
I don't believe
all
the
right
last one.
Pick the default name out of that bunch.
Included Dan Marino, Larry Bud Melman.
Bill Wyman.
Bill Wyman. And Bill Walton's kid.
All right. By the way, he's set to star in... The Graduate remake.
Who, Kevin Costner is?
Yes, it's going to be like the opposite. It's not going to be the old woman with the young man. It's going to be the old woman with, or the old man with the young woman. That makes sense.
Oh, my gosh.
He's going to be the old man, and Jennifer Aniston's going to be the young woman.
Huh?
Yes.
She's not young enough, is she?
Oh, she's 35. Well, Dustin Hoffman was no spring chicken when he did The Graduate either. He just looked young.
Well, let's take a look at this snakeware that somebody brought out here, okay?
Uh-oh.
I tried to get the Cobra outfitted in snakeware, and if anybody's got any T-shirts with snakes or cobras or any kind of reference there, too, you need to bring them up here to
snake
us.
A guy from McKinney brought this up. I think his name's Josh.
Now, this Josh is an Astro Red T-shirt, and it says Timber Rattlers.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a baseball team called the Timber Rattlers, and that's got a nice little snake logo on the S there.
Cobra. Right.
There you go. You can wear
thank
that
you
one proudly.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And what's this green one here? Is it another timber? No, this is...
That's the Carolina
Cobras. Oh, this is the Cobras. Look at that, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good for you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very
Cobras.
Bring me some pizza shirts.
And also, here's a cap of the Cobras, too, or the Copperheads or Diamondbacks or some such.
Thank you. I now have a full week's worth of snake gear.
We need more, though. We must have more.
We need 52 more weeks. Thank you. Or 51.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at football and the Cowboys, because the Ranch Report's been put off, we understand. That next here on The Ticket.